Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we will answer a question about if nouns can become verbs. Hello there. Can any nouns be a verb? For example, when it's hot, I fan my mom. When it's raining, I umbrella her. Thank you, Johnny. Thanks for writing us, Johnny. This is a great question. The answer may surprise you. Yes, any noun can be made into a verb in English. It is one of the most interesting things about English. The process is called verbing, or making a verb from a noun. Let's review your two examples. To fan something or someone is an accepted verb, which means that many people use it, and you can find it in the dictionary. This verb means to cool by using a device, like a fan, to create air. So you can totally fan your mom. You can also fan the flames of a fire to make it stronger. But just because a noun can be made into a verb does not mean that it always works or is accepted into the language. We do not yet have to umbrella as a verb in our language. But who knows? If you keep using it enough, you might just verb it. We often see verbing on the internet, especially on social media. For example, the noun friend is now commonly used as a verb. She friended me on Facebook yesterday. We also Google to find information. And since more people study and work from home during the pandemic, we now Zoom or Skype each other. But this process of creating verbs from nouns is not new. We have been verbing for centuries. Some common nouns turning into verbs include pencil, table, butter, and voice. For example, I will pencil you in for next Friday. To pencil means to set up a meeting or add someone to a list by writing their name down. Since we are running out of time, let's table this discussion for next week's meeting. To table something is to delay the discussion until a future time. I butter my bread every morning. To butter means to apply butter to bread. And lastly, to voice has two meanings. The first is to tell someone your thoughts, feelings, or opinions about something. She voiced her opposition to the new community plan. The second meaning of voice is to make sounds with your voice, like speaking. For example, at Learning English, we always voice our stories after we write them. If you are interested in learning how words are created and accepted into the language, there is an interesting TED Talk by Aaron McKean, who writes dictionaries. Please let us know if these explanations and examples have helped you. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.